Bear Podcast 336.
I don't know you, I don't like you, but we can be friends on Facebook. I don't know you, I don't like you, let's be friends on Facebook. Cheated you, see my status yesterday, it was so funny, I'm still LOL.
Hey, hey, hey!
Cheated you, get that invite that I sent to some event about which you don't care or live near anyway. I don't know you, I don't like you, but we can be friends on Facebook. I don't know you, I don't like you, let's be friends on Facebook. Take the quiz, which lost episode are you, and what golden girl would you be in drag?
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, gee whiz, don't you wonder if this site was only meant for teenage girls and fags? I don't know you, I don't like you, but we can be friends on Facebook. I don't know you, I don't like you, let's be friends on Facebook. Hide, I don't want your Farmville. Hide, I don't want your Mafia Wars. Hide, I don't want your little cafe world. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And can we please stop quoting lyrics in our status all the time?
Seriously, you guys, I'm sick of chasing waterfalls, and I don't want no scrubs.
And can we get Crispin Glover to host The Late Show with David Letterman? Come on, we got Betty White on SNL. And can Rush Limbaugh's nutsack get more likes than Ann Coulter's? And can all you self-promoters go to hell? To hell, hell.
I don't know you, I don't like you, but we can be friends on Facebook. I don't know you, I don't like you, let's be friends on Facebook. I don't know you, I don't like you, but we can be friends on Facebook. I don't know you, I don't like you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
This is a sleepy Ray.
Ray. Did you get a lot of carbs this evening? Is that why you're sleepy?
No. Not too many carbs, so I'm cutting back on all that. I'm trying to lose weight and get my health back together. So.
Yeah. How about running? Don't you want to do some running?
I can't run.
You can't run? No. Why not? Bad for your feet or something?
My body just won't handle that. No, I've been walking, so.
No walking. Well, walking the dog doesn't count, Ray.
Well, no, I've been walking like down to the park and stuff. Got to get built back up.
Okay.
I'm going to try to hit Memorial Park by the end of the week and do the longer trail.
Ah, so. Memorial Park. Yeah, it's kind of cruisy. But anyway, hey guys, welcome to episode 336. And Ray and I are here in Houston. And we just talk about, well, gay stuff and whatever we want to talk about. At the top of the show, we play the song by Homer Mars, and it's called The Facebook Song. And last week, we featured his other song. It's called Bear411, or Bear411.com. This is a song. So he contacted us through email and gave us this song, the songs to play in the show. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And okay, just a little bit of background about those guys, about Homer Mars. There are two of them, actually. This here, Mark Hanner and Homer Mars met and fell in like on the gays chat site, bear411.com. That's why they talked about, they sang that song. It was humor at first wolf. Mark, a 7-year veteran of Schadenfreude, and Homer, at a 6-year veteran of the Second City, Las Vegas, and a national touring company, decided to eke out a comedy review, so to see what happens when two musically inclined red-bearded homos try to entertain each other in front of an audience. The result is one they think you like in a Facebook thumbs-up way. So they perform in Chicago Thursdays at 8 o'clock starting September 9 to October 14. And yeah, go to the Annoyance Theater. They're in 4830 North Broadway, Chicago, Illinois. I haven't seen Bears doing comedy for a long time, ever since Babalu. I don't know. I haven't seen any comedians lately. But yeah, more power to you guys, Homer and Mark. Okay. So anyway, let's do some weekend updates, Ray. What have you been up to?
Not much. Just been laying low. What about you?
Been laying low? Okay. Let me see. Just a weekend in town this time. We're not going anywhere. And Mike did come over. My partner did come over, and we did a lot of what do you call this? Not really chores, but football. We did a lot of football. And you know Mike, he's a big football fan, and we had to go to SRO just to watch his team, Ohio State University. So that was okay. But I didn't really watch the whole game with him, but because I was out doing some softball practice, so it was good. Have you been to a Korean restaurant before, Ray? You have, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but because last Friday we did. We went with a couple of friends, Wayne and Kent. We went there. You know what's so good about Korean restaurants? You always have this option of cooking the food yourself.
Y'all went to the one out there next to their house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to that one before.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been to that one with you, Maynard. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I think, probably 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. Well, what's good? What's bad about it when you get out? You kind of smell like your food, right?
True.
Yeah.
It's like going to any kind of hibachi like that. You're going to smell.
Yeah, that's true. So it's a bad idea if you do it during lunch. You might as well do it in the evening when you're going to go home. You're going to go home afterwards. So yeah, we were there. We got to cook some of the meats. We had two kinds of beef and the spicy pork, and I have some pictures around it. What I like about those are the small things, the small dishes. Don't you fancy those small dishes that they have there? Spicy potatoes, seaweed. I don't know if you eat seaweed though. Can you eat seaweed?
It depends on how it's cooked.
Well, it's like almost salad.
Well, no, sometimes I take seaweed and wrap it and stuff and do other things with it, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's really good. Korean restaurants. They're very nice. How about you? Didn't you go to the HIV anniversary last Saturday? How was that?
Let's see. Actually, Friday night, I went to Mi Luna's for dinner.
Oh, Mi Luna's, that's the tapas place.
I had tapas. I took Rafa there. It's the first time he'd been there, so he liked it.
Oh, my God. What did you like? What did you order? Small dishes, of course, at the top.
The bastilla, the garlic mushrooms, the potato de croquettes, and there was a couple other things I ordered too, and I can't remember what they are right now. But croquettes, it was pretty good. This always good. I enjoy going and eating there, and luckily it was nice enough outside that we could actually sit outside because they have music inside it on the weekends, and it's so loud that it's almost impossible to do anything inside, like have a conversation, because the music's so loud and people are screaming at each other. So we got to sit outside and actually have a conversation, so that was good.
Oh, that was good. The last time we were there, yeah, you're inside, there's so much music, it's just so loud. Yeah, it's a good thing you guys got to sit outside. Okay.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday we went to the Houston Area Bear and Sweet 16 anniversary party.
16. So I missed it.
Yep. So we went to Cabo's and had dinner and had a buffet set up there for us. It was very good. Food was very good. Had a nice little turnout for that.
What did you order? What did you get in that Cabo? What do they serve anyway?
They serve like
Tex-Mex.
No, it's Mexican food. It's more like Mexican Gulf food. So there's a lot of fish, shrimp, stuff like that.
Okay.
But we had fajitas and fish and, God, there's a bunch of stuff there. Rice and beans and appetizers and a whole bunch of stuff. So there's plenty of food for us. So. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we went over to Tony's Corner Pocket and had the award celebration and a little show, raised $1,000 for GCAM.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tips and everything? Wow.
Tips and silent auction and... Don selling his thong.
Okay.
Having it auctioned off. I think he got $150 just for his thong.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Did he get a drink out of that too, or what? Or just the thong?
I think they just got the thong out of it. Well, they got to go take the thong off of him.
Okay. Nice.
So, I didn't get to see that part, but.
Were there any pictures taken? I imagine not.
There were no Asians there, so I doubt it.
Yeah. Okay, just because I'm the historian, does it mean I I should always be at an event, okay? Okay, yeah, people out there listening, I'm the historian of Houston Air Bears, but there are times that there are weekends that I can't be there. I just can't be there, so I have to rely on other people taking pictures. So this time, there's no proof at all, isn't there?
No, there's no proof that I know of. Unless you want to hit up Judy Reeves, she was there taking pictures for GCam, so she might send you some.
Okay, might have to ask her all the pictures that she took. Because I guess she's the only one who's been taking pictures.
Yeah, because she was sitting there taking pictures all night long. So
okay, all right. So we have proof that a little bit of proof that there was an anniversary party for Houston Air Bears.
Yeah, and then Sunday, this little punk of a Filipino guy came over and watched movies with me and hung out and had dinner. And
mm-hmm. It was pretty good shepherd's pie, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So what is it basically? Is it hard to make? Or
no.
What?
It's no? Mashed potatoes, hamburger meat, some vegetables, and a lot of love.
And a lot of love?
Yeah.
Nice, okay.
And a little cheese.
And some cheese, and you bake it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. I mean, is this pretty much from scratch, or did you use real potatoes? I mean, not the bagged potatoes, or did you use real potatoes?
No, I used fake potatoes.
Oh, those are fake potatoes?
Those are fake potatoes.
Okay, but really appreciate it. It's really good.
I used but those are the best fake potatoes ever. If you make them just right, you can't tell the difference.
So there's such a thing as fake potatoes, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried those.
Well, they're not fake potatoes. They're freeze-dried or whatever they
Yeah.
Like. They're instant potatoes.
There's some potatoes.
Add water, milk, butter, and you're set.
And vegetables. Shepherd's pie. Is it more... Is that a southern thing? Don't the Scottish or Irish do that too? Or something?
I English do it too, I know. So, but okay. I don't know. I grew up with my mom making it, and my mom's a heck of a lot blander and no vegetable and different from mine, so...
Mm-hmm. But, okay. So, what else happened there? Just what else did we do? I mean, we watched two movies, two TV shows.
Two movies.
One is what did we watch? Didn't watch
Men Who Stare at Goats.
Men Who Stare at Goats, and
which was hilarious. And if you're kind of geeking into sci-fi, if you haven't seen it, watch it. There's a lot of Jedi Star Wars references in it.
Yeah. Well, it's probably, they reference a lot of Jedi things. But they weren't really, they just call it Jedi. But was it really based on Star Wars in the movie itself, in the story? I didn't get it.
Talking about the whole Jedi thing, the whole basis of what the Jedi stood for is what these guys were standing for. So.
So they just call themselves Jedi,
yeah. And then we watch Bedrooms and Hallways, which is an old movie that's always a very funny movie. So
yeah, it's a good movie. I watched that many years ago, probably 8-9 years ago, maybe, in VHS, and I got to see it, and it's really funny because that's the first time that I've seen Hugo Weaving. This was even before, even farther then, even before Matrix, because Hugo Weaving played Agent Smith in the Matrix, and even before, I was freaking out because the first time I saw Hugo Weaving in the Matrix, he's actually the a gay guy making out with one of the characters there in Bedrooms and Hallways. And the lead character there is also a lead character in one of the canceled shows in NBC. Was it NBC? Yeah, that's right. Journeyman,
mm-hmm.
The TV show Journeyman. It was just for one season, and the lead character was there too. So it was good. I don't know if you guys out there listening, if you guys have seen Bedrooms and Hallways, it's pretty good. So Bedrooms and Hallways, and Men Who Stare at Goats, starring George Clooney. Are you a George Clooney fan?
I like George Clooney. I really liked him when he was younger, because he's only like maybe 4 or 5 years older than me, I think. Maybe a little bit older than that. But when he was on, was it Facts of Life? And what was the show that Michael J. Fox was on?
Teen Wolf.
No, that was a movie.
Oh, TV Spin City.
No, oh, it was, there's original show it was on. It was him and crap. Was it Family? It was Family something, I think. Anyway, I
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Family Ties.
Well, he played the boyfriend on there to the sister.
The boyfriend to the sister.
Yeah, when he first got his first starting out on as an actor.
I see.
So
doesn't it seem to be that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is backwards? Doesn't it seem to be, based on the Constitution of the United States, that we're penalizing the wrong soldier? Doesn't it seem to you that we should send home the prejudice? The straight soldier who hates the gay soldier. The straight soldier whose performance in the military is affected because he is homophobic. The straight soldier who has prejudice in his heart in the space where the military asks him to hold our core American values, he instead holds and harbors hate, and he gets to stay and fight for our country. Should soldiers and the government be able to pick and choose what we are fighting for in the Constitution? Or who we are fighting for? I wasn't aware of this ambiguity in our Constitution. I thought the Constitution was ultimate. I thought equality was non-negotiable.
Debate on Don't Ask, Don't Tell blocked in Senate.
Yep.
Yep. So here's a clip from MotherJones.com. The effort to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the controversial policy barring gays from serving openly in the military, was dealt a blow Tuesday as Democratic leadership failed to get the 60 votes needed to move forward to debate on a bill that would overturn the 17-year-old ban. Both sides walked away accusing the other of playing politics on the issue, and that's what's going on. It's all politics. It's all just politics. Not doing things that are right for our soldiers. So what do you think, Ray?
I think there's a bunch of bullshit thrown in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Republicans were screaming about the immigration stuff that was thrown into the military mm-hmm. program, and that's the reason they knocked it down, because, and that pissed off, from what I understood, the two Republican senators from, is it Maine?
Maine, yeah.
Maine. Mm-hmm. Switched because of that. Who were originally going to vote, because they needed 60 votes to get it to pass so they could debate it, and they switched after all the other stuff about the immigration stuff was put in. So, but it's typical politics, you know. It's same bullshit, different day. So If we ever really expected something to get done in Washington, then we're, as usual, sitting around waiting for a long time, because they don't do shit as far as I'm concerned, except sit there and BS. Mm-hmm. I learned when I was in high school and I was a page for a little while that politics was not my thing, because it's nothing but a bunch of bullshit and people scratching each other's back to see what each other can get out of it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's all about agenda. So
this is all what happened there at the Senate. Yeah. So. In our observation, of course. Yeah. And what do you think of Lady Gaga's speech? Well, she really hit it.
I'm glad she's got an opinion.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know, she's an American. She's got an opinion. I'm glad, and she's got a platform that she can voice that. So that's good. So
yeah, and of course, in her during concerts, like the one we saw a couple of last July, she was here in Houston, and it's a sold out show for both Sunday and Monday, and she did the speech about, you know, gays and lesbians. She wasn't specific to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or was she? I don't remember if she was, but she was just very supportive of the gay community and stuff, and I could understand why she would use her platform, like the other day that she was in Maine. Oh, I mean, she did that speech that I played earlier, just a while ago, and I'm really proud of her. She's really great. When she gets serious, she really gets to it. You know, she really has some clout, I guess, or I have a very loud voice. But do you think she's a good face for the GLBT community, Ray?
Well, she's no different than Madonna or Cher or anybody else that has a vocal opinion about gay and lesbian. So,
but you know, it doesn't matter if it's a straight or a gay anyway.
Yeah.
Who's representing us? As long as they're supporting, so we need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So good for you, Lady Gaga, and those assholes, which switch sides. Maybe they'll get some anal warts.
Sam, tell us about yourself. My name's Sam Evans. I like comic books, sports. I'm dyslexic, so my grades aren't that good, but I'm working on it.
Dude, your mouth is huge. How many tennis balls can you fit in there?
I don't know. I've never had any balls in my mouth. Have you?
I like this kid.
I like his confidence. That the Bieber kid's gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
So can you sing with that big mouth?
We just finished watching Glee, actually. It's
oh my god, they got a Filipino girl in there. Where'd she come from? Who is that? What are your people, Maynard?
It's one of my peeps! It's Charisse Pimpenko. She played Sunshine Corazon. That's Sunshine Heart. Sunshine Corazon. Corazon is heart, right? And yeah, it's awesome that there's a Filipina there. And, you know, she's really an awesome singer. She's been singing since she was 12 years old, I think, or even younger. She's been winning lots of awards and contests. Contests. And she was discovered by Ellen. And Ellen, and Ellen or Oprah, I think it was Ellen. And then Ellen flew her to the U.S. and she sang and mesmerized so many people. And then she sang at Oprah. She sang at one of her heroes is Celine Dion. She sang with Celine Dion, and she's done a lot already at a very young age. And now she's in Glee. So what do you think of her as an actress or singer actress?
I thought she was very well. Very good. I was very impressed. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with the new blonde-headed kid with the big mouth that, you know, was like, how many balls can you fit in there? And he was like, how many have you had balls in your mouth before? And Puck was like, yeah. and everybody just looked at Puck realizing how stupid he was. So it was pretty funny. So
yeah, it's good to hear Charisse Pimpenko there and a new cast, that blonde guy. I don't know his name yet, but I'm just really happy to see Charisse playing a role there. But you know what's really bad? I don't know if I mentioned this before in the show, but Charisse had to go through Botox at the age of 17, 16 or 17. They were filming Glee, and she had to have a procedure done to her face because she does have a very puffy face. And she had Botox, and that was the big news in the Philippines. And that pissed off a lot of fans that she, you know, at a very young age, getting Botox. She's supposed to have a very puffy cheeks. Which makes her cute, you know.
Yeah.
For some people, that's really cute. But for some
Did you see Mike's abs? Oh my God! OMG! I could have done laundry on those and licked them clean after.
Oh God!
I was just like, OMG! Hot.
Really? So you're gonna say something like that?
Wayne's gonna be jealous.
Mm-hmm. I bet. But you know, how about that really scary football coach?
Beast. Coach Beast. I think she's a hoop.
Mm-hmm. I think she's a fine addition to the cast.
Yeah.
And of course,
she's sensitive.
She's so sensitive. And she's, well, of course, Sue Sylvester is being herself, of course. Jane Lynch is terrific being Sue Sylvester, of course. And who else are good there? Yeah, the old cast plus a new one, a few new ones, which is good. Next week is going to be Britney Spears.
That's right. It's all about Britney.
I don't know. Britney Spears. I guess we're going to find out next week. Have you ever been bullied before?
Yeah, I think everybody's been bullied before.
Wait, I mean bullied as in you were it came to a point that you had to tell your mom and your mom has had to do something and no?
I think I tell my mom about it. She tells her to grow up and take handle it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean she didn't. I mean, when I was in middle school, it was really bad because I was the fat kid, so I got picked on all the time because I was the fattest kid in the class.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said when Jeff Decker came to Johnston Elementary, I was very happy because he was fatter than me, and then everybody gave him hell and kind of backed off me. So. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I got bullied a lot. I don't think I ever got in trouble for it, but I do believe it had a lot to do with our flunk the sixth grade.
Well, you flunked sixth grade?
Well, because, one, I needed glasses. Two, I was so miserable because of the people that I was in class with, because they were always bullying me all the time, that skipping that, being held back a year and getting with a whole new group of people and moving through, it was totally different the next year. I mean, it wasn't as bad as it had been. And that whole group was always a year ahead of me, even in high school. And they were the same way all through high school. They were all a bunch of bullies and pain in the asses, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason why I brought this up, one, is because one of the, there's a news story about that dad who defended his daughter with cerebral palsy. And because there were bullies in the school bus on her. Yeah, did you hear about that, Ray? It's in Florida, actually. Here's an article here. A father furious about because his 13-year-old daughter, who suffers from cerebral palsy, had been bullied, stormed onto a school bus and threatened the children who teased her. Deputies in Florida said the girl had to be hospitalized because of stress from the confrontation. The father, James Willie Jones, was arrested. Of course, you'll be arrested if you do that inside a school bus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's just a clip or a short story. This guy went to CNN, and he was interviewed. CNN, I don't know if it's CNN, but I know it's a TV show. Yeah, leave it to us to have all the facts. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I brought this up, because I wanted to confess something, Ray.
Yeah,
I consider myself, just thinking about it, I was a bully.
Yes, I can see that.
You can see that. Okay, I'm a small guy. I'm pretty much one of the smallest guy in my class. So, yeah, smallest guy in the class.
So you had Napoleon syndrome?
No, probably not. No, maybe I think it was just more like peer pressure, or you know, when everybody's doing it, like mob mentality thing, and. It was actually a practice for, you know, practice run for our graduation, because if you're in sixth grade, there's a graduation ceremony thing. And I remember there's this big chubby guy, big fat guy. And remember this, we were sixth grade, so he's big. And, yeah. And you know, us smaller guys were kind of bullying him. And he was almost to the point that he was crying and stuff. And he didn't say anything to his parents. And there were no confrontations from parents, and we pretty much solved our own problems there. Or, well, him, he just his name is Giovanni, very Italian. Is that Italian? Yeah, his name is very foreign, but his name is Giovanni, and I could remember it really well. Just bullying him. Okay, so I feel sad, I feel bad about it that he did that. Now, years later, I see him in college. He went to the same college that I did. And he wouldn't even look at me. He wouldn't even talk to me or anything. But I remember him very, very well. And then later I realized that he's still the big guy that I knew. And I don't know. Maybe I was kind of sticky rice at that point, because I like chubby guys, right? And oh my God, I feel so sorry that I really hurt this guy's feelings when he was a kid. So I don't know. Am I going to hell, Ray?
Not for that, no.
Not for that? For bullying him when I was a kid?
No, I don't think you can go to hell for that.
Okay. So. I feel like I'm like Billy Madison. Was it Billy Madison? With Adam Sandler and Steve Buscemi. You were bullying Steve Buscemi when he was a kid. And Steve Buscemi became a hitman, and he crossed his name off the hit list because he apologized. I don't know if it's Billy Madison, but it's an Adam Sandler film. I don't know if you like Adam Sandler.
I like some of them.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I feel like I should connect with a guy. Well, for one thing, I still think he's a big chubby bear right now. And yeah, I don't know if I could find him in Facebook. Maybe if I find him in Facebook, I could probably talk to him that I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Maybe when I go back to Manila, maybe I'll see him. Who knows? But anyway, so that's my story about bullying. So you were bullied and I was a bully.
Yeah, and I think at times when I got older and had the opportunity to be bullied on other people, I did it too. And it felt good because I was getting back. So,
you know what? You just reminded me. I'll be in Chicago in a couple of weeks and I'll have a high school reunion. And I just realized I might see these people again. Oh, these people who were bullying with me. Oh my God. I don't know if they'll remember. I'll ask them if they remember. I remember it very well. I don't know if my friends from sixth grade. I'm gonna be in a reunion with my friends who I met sixth grade. Gosh, it's so long. I feel so old now, Ray. Yeah, that's a couple of weeks from now, so we'll see. Have you been to your high school reunion, Ray, or anything like that?
I never liked high school. Like I said, I didn't. I had friends in high school, but none that I was ever. There's a couple that I was close with. I stay in contact with, but I hadn't. We've hit the 20-year reunion. I ain't gone back and ain't worried about it. So.
Oh really? Do they know you're gay?
Well, I'm sure all the ones that are friending me on Facebook have told everybody else because you know it is Edgefield.
Everybody knows by now. You know what? I'm thinking: should I come out to these guys who I'm gonna see in my reunion? Because you know, I'm almost. Oh my God, I'm over 30, not legally married or anything. They have kids. They're all losing hair. And have waistlines and everything, and they'll probably ask. And if they ask, probably I would tell them, right? Maybe I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And no, listener, if you've been to tell me if you've been to a your high school reunion. Did you come out or anything? Just let me know. Email me nard@bearpodcast.com. Let me know. So give me some advice. Tell me, what should I do to these guys if they ever ask? Maybe I should just tell them. Will they be angry with me? Will I be alienated? I don't know.
You never know. I mean,
or is it just you don't need to know? The ADT, don't ask, don't tell. No, maybe I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But we'll see. In a couple of weeks, I'll be in Chicago and see if they are going to ask when or why am I still single. Well, no. Well, technically, I am not single because I'm partnered with my mic. So, we'll see what happens. Anyway, okay. So, that's it. So, how about a shout-out? I'm going to do a shout-out to Don. Don from Toronto. Actually, I heard him. I could recognize that voice. Ah! Laughing like that. I could hear him there in Sirius XM. He called the Larry Flick Show. And I was listening and, oh my God, I could recognize that voice in it anywhere. So yeah, so Don, shout out. And anything else? I guess that's about it. That's about it. We got to play some music and hear Lady Gaga talk about the ADT. And yes, and fuck those who are in the Senate who did not.
Oh, trust me, they're doing plenty of fucking.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ray, so what's up this weekend for you, Ray?
I don't know. It's not going to be much. Sit around the house, as far as I know. I don't have any big plans.
Aren't we going to watch, like, Devil by M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to check it out sometime. It might have to be next month before I can do that, because my budget's already for movies is already over with, so.
Oh, okay.
I have surpassed the limit of the money than which I can spend.
Oh, really?
Yep. So
put it on credit. Do it the American way. Put it on credit.
No, that's why I'm in this pile of shit that I'm in now, is because of credit. I'll never have another credit card again. So.
Oh, okay. Well, just be careful how you spend. How about working it on Westheimer?
Please. I need to make money, not lose it.
Not lose it. Wait, working it, you know what I mean.
Nah, nobody wants to pay for this. I can barely give it away, much less get anybody to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Right. But anyway, so, well, thank you guys for listening. It's a, we haven't had any interviews lately, but maybe hopefully next week we'll have some. If you have any funny audio or funny videos, send it to us, the show at bearpodcast.com. I still have to post that video from Sudden Decadence. And I have to post that video with the guy dancing at the poles. A big bear dancing at the pole right in front of Lafitte's bar there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can imagine that. And yeah, it's pretty hot. Okay, so if you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Email us. Email me individually. Email us individually, sorry, Ray. nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
And call the voicemail line, too. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
Voice line is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yep, that's it.
I think I got it right.
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right.
Okay.
Yeah, call the voicemail line, guys, and leave a voice message. We'll play it in the show. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Okay, guys, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many boofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast.